WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Peter Sellers is the stage director whose controversial Mozart opera productions have appeared on public television. He also produced a video version of one of his other major stage successes, Handel's Julius Caesar, but PBS decided not to telecast it. It has, however, been released on VHS and Laserdisc. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is a big Peter Sellers fan. Here's his review.
Peter Sellers' production of Handel's Julius Caesar may be the best thing he's ever done. It's one of Handel's greatest works, an endless flow of melody, comedy, heroic spectacle, and poignant interior drama. Sellers updates the story of Julius Caesar's encounter with the young Cleopatra, the assassination of Pompey, and Roman imperialism in the Middle East. His contemporary images are sometimes savagely satirical. Caesar is Reaganized. Cleopatra is a bathing beauty whose brains aren't all in her bikini. Pompey's young son, Sesto, is a kind of preppy Hamlet who turns radical revolutionary when he has to avenge his father's death. These work because the ironies in the opera itself seem very modern. Handel's awareness of the tragic cost of political life looms behind all the jokes. Sellers assembled one of the finest casts I've ever seen in an opera production, and with Craig Smith's impassioned and dramatically paced conducting, the 5 hours fly by. PBS made a big mistake not to air it on television. That was soprano Susan Larson as Cleopatra. Wearing a low-cut gold lamé gown, she seduces Caesar by descending from the rafters like a Ziegfeld girl sitting on the hook of a giant building crane. Who is Caesar not to be ravished by her? Caesar is magnificently sung and powerfully acted by the extraordinary countertenor Geoffrey Gall. Early music star Drew Minter gives the most vivid performance of his career as the magenta-haired, sexually ambivalent punk rocker Ptolemy. And mezzo-soprano Lorraine Hunt, in the male role of Sesto, is hair-raising in his ferocious determination to destroy his father's killers. Here she is in one of the great moments of 18th-century opera. It's a duet with contralto Mary Westbrook Gia, who plays the matronly but equally vengeful Cornelia, Pompey's widow and Sesto's mother. They're being dragged off as political prisoners. Their achingly beautiful goodbyes blend in mutual lament. This scene is magnificent. Sellers has the two singers weave in and around each other in a haunting choreography of pain. His camera work, however, doesn't always show off his staging to best advantage. His relentless close-ups and cross-cutting never establish the location of a scene, and the camera doesn't always flow with the music. Still, the more you watch, the more what you see makes sense on its own terms. At the end, when Caesar and Cleopatra are giving their first public press conference together, TV seems the most appropriate medium. And when all the characters, including the ones who've been killed, reemerge to join in the final chorus of joy, the effect may be even more shattering on a TV screen than it was in the theater.
Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviewed the Peter Sellers, Craig Smith production of Handel's Julius Caesar. It's been issued on VHS and Laserdisc by London.